The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 down in Lee. Welcome to Monday, March 23rd, beginning of the week, last full week of the month of March. And we are officially in spring, I believe. I think we passed that earmark last Friday. I am Brian Burkle. I'll be your host for today. And as always, we are live and local this morning at the WTBR studios here on Federico Drive. Today in studio, we have a couple of representatives from the Lions Club, specifically from the Lee Lions Club, but they are also, Mary Swift is the district governor for Western Mass. So she's here to represent, she and her husband Tom, who is a past district governor, they are here to talk about all things Lions in Western Mass, but specifically here in Berkshire County. So let's check in with the National Weather Service, see what is in store for us, and then we'll get into this conversation.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, snow with a slight chance of sleet. Cold. Near steady temperature in the lower 30s. North wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. Monday, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Cooler. Near steady temperature in the lower 30s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest with gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of snow 40%. Monday night, partly cloudy. A chance of snow showers in the evening. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of snow 40%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, that was kind of a long one. The weather robot outlasted the jingle, so that's quite a lot to say. So a lot coming up, but that's like we said, we're beginning of spring, and it is Berkshire, so we need to know that, or we do know, that it is kind of all over the place this time of year. But we're close to the good stuff. So again, this morning, Tom Swift and Mary Swift. Tom is the past district governor. Mary is currently the district governor for the Lions Club in Western Mass, right? Is there a district associated with that?
It's District Y.
District Y. So good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Ready to go.
Yeah. So thanks for coming in today. A lot going on with the Lions here in Berkshire County. You guys are, you're based out of the Lee Club, is that correct?
Yes.
We are.
And how long have you been there?
Well, in Lee since 2001.
All right. Is there some history before that?
We were in the Williamstown, the Williamstown Lions Club.
Oh, okay. All right. So how long, Tom, let me start with you if you don't mind. How long have you been with the Lions then?
Since 1986.
86?
Yeah.
Okay.
My brother was in the club, and we were living in Florida, and he said, you know, as soon as you move back to Massachusetts, you got to join the Williamstown Lions Club with me. So,
The rest is history.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And Mary, how about yourself?
Well, in 1999, they started to let women in Lions Club. Before that, they had a separate entity. But so I joined, was the first woman to join the Williamstown Lions Club. Became the first woman treasurer, secretary, president. And the rest is history, as Tom said.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as Mary joined, we gave her a few jobs.
Yes, right away.
And what were those jobs?
I started with treasurer, I think, before I even went to a meeting. Tom volunteered me.
Yeah. Voluntold, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. So well, that's a long commitment you guys have had with this organization. And, you know, I've been with the Lions myself here in the Pittsfield Club since...
I was going to say...
Maybe 2010-ish, maybe 2011, something like that.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
And yes, I went, my story was that, and this will come up because we'll talk about some of the things that Pittsfield's doing, but my kids were at a school here in Pittsfield, and for the Halloween parade, you know, you have to come up with a theme, you know, the big Halloween parade. So our PTO would come up with this idea of doing something about recycling, and I saw all the signs around town about the cans that were being collected here by the Pittsfield Lions Club. So I reached out to Gary Lewis and asked if we could borrow a bunch of the cans, and we made a float on the back, you know, we made a castle out of cans. They called it Canalot, you know, and the theme was about recycling and all sorts of things. So I was grateful that they loaned us all those cans, and then we returned them plus more. And then next thing I know, I was roped in, you know, invited to a dinner and talked into it. So
and you're still there.
Still around. Yep. So let's talk a little, if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about the history of the Lions Club. Who would like to go on that?
I'll go ahead.
Okay.
The Lions Club International was started in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
And by a businessman in Chicago, Melvin Jones. The interesting thing is that the club started to pop up around the country. And in 1922... the Pittsfield Club started. Mm-hmm. And Pittsfield, I think, is the oldest club in Massachusetts and one of the oldest clubs in the country. So there's been a long time of the Lions Club having an effect in Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were there prior to the signature event that happened for the Lions Club, which was the international convention. It was international at the time because they had Canada and...
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it, two countries at the time. Now there's over 200.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a guest speaker who was Helen Keller, and she was not only a prominent woman, but a persuasive woman. And she asked the Lions if they could possibly be the Knights for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And that challenge was accepted, and it's still accepted to this day. So although we've branched out into a lot of different things over the years, the Lions Club has focused on eyesight for a long time. And in Massachusetts, in 1950, we started the Massachusetts Lions Eye Research Fund. And one of their first grants led to the study that eventually... help save baby blindness, which they found out that it was an excess of oxygen in newborns who were born prematurely.
Okay.
And it was causing blindness, and all they had to do was throw a little nitrogen in, and that study proved. So from that was a $5,000 grant, and it's been millions of dollars have been granted since by the Massachusetts Lions Eye Research Fund, and they work very closely with Mass Eye and Ear, Perkins School, with some of the others.
Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm. Diabetes is something we've picked up lately. And through that, in Western Massachusetts, in the, I think it was the early 1980s, we started a program called Emergency Sight and Hearing. And Emergency Sight and Hearing was dedicated to helping Lions clubs that might not have enough money to handle a $10,000 or $12,000 event for a surgery in Albany or Boston for some child.
In their club jurisdiction, if you will.
District.
Yeah,
so district covers the four western counties of Massachusetts, almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few towns, Orange and Munson, that are in the next district that's out of Worcester, but basically it's Hampden, Hampshire, Franklin, and Berkshire County, all of Berkshire County. And a gentleman, Charlie DeAngelis, who lived in Dalton, was in the Hinsdale Club. He started that program, and we've literally donated millions of dollars through that program to people who just totally needed it and couldn't find another way to get that money.
And that's the emergency eye.
Emergency sight and hearing.
Emergency sight and hearing.
And now we've picked up diabetes awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So just to make it a big mouthful, emergency sight, hearing, and diabetes awareness.
Okay.
And,
yeah. And so, like you're saying, that subsection there is meant to really make sure that money is funneled into a district where there's a need specifically, and it's sort of an emergency, essentially, right? It's like they just don't have the money. They're trying to support someone in their community who needs that surgery or that special care, and that's what this particular fund is set up for.
Right. It's just for our district in Western Massachusetts.
Oh, just for
the... The emergency site hearing and diabetes awareness is just for our area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there not many clubs can afford a $10,000, $12,000 hit.
Sure.
But we have collected enough money and more over the years from all of the clubs in the district to be able to have that money available.
Yeah. So each of the clubs contribute into it
annually.
So there's a pool of money there that when somebody does need it.
Right.
Yeah. So incredibly valuable to have that because sometimes those situations come up very quickly. Surgeries, you know, there's not a lot of time to plan for that. So you need to know that you have the funds.
I have an example on that. When I was working and one of our employees had an accident, it was some kind of sport that he was involved in, and he damaged one eye, and he needed a surgery that was like, I think back then it was $17,000. Obviously, he was young man, didn't have the money, and we went to emergency site and hearing, and I think within a day, they approved it and paid for the surgery.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about this district. Particularly, since we're being heard here in Berkshire County, let's focus on Berkshire County for a moment.
Absolutely.
And let's start out by talking about what towns in Berkshire County have a Lions Club established.
We'll go from start in North Adams, Adams, Cheshire, Pittsfield, Hinsdale, Lee, Stockbridge. I believe that's it for Western.
Okay. Does Dalton still have the...
Dalton, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, boy.
And they can probably
I'm in
this.
Trouble.
It's all right. We pulled it
right,
off.
Dalton.
We got him in there.
Yes.
So just to give you that idea, anybody out there listening, I mean, that's quite a few opportunities, you know. The Lions Club network here in Berkshire County is pretty broad. So there's a lot of opportunities based on where you live.
Right.
How does it work as far as which club that you should sign up if you wanted to? Are you supposed to stay within your geographic area?
Not necessarily, especially people that might work, you know, live in Adams and work in Pittsfield. They might prefer to join a Pittsfield club or vice versa.
And how does someone go about joining a club?
It's pretty easy. First, you have to find a member of the club.
Okay.
And talk to them, and you go through a procedure, you apply, and you're accepted into the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lions, it's pretty easy.
LionsClub.org will bring you to where you can see who's in each club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can research it a little bit and see what each club is doing. Maybe there's something that's of more interest to you. Recycling bottles and cans in Pittsfield is more interesting to you than some of the things the Adams Club is doing or the North Adams Club is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can move around. We have members in Lee from Pittsfield. North Adams Club has a lot of members from Adams. Adams has a lot of members from all over Cheshire.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. So,
kind
of find out what your interests are. We don't really have any specialty clubs in Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm.
There are specialty clubs around the country now, and we'd love to start one.
What does that mean, a specialty club?
What does that mean? Out on the Cape, they have specialty clubs that were started by people who had an interest in dogs.
Okay.
And, they started there. In Alaska, they had a club that created a club just so that they could get the insurance that was the liability insurance that comes with being a lion and covering them. And they were running a baseball league up there in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was all part of that midnight baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out they could get the same kind of coverage for free just by paying their dues. The interesting thing is that the couple who really got in there and started it, and it, I think one's an international director and the other became a district governor, you know, kind of like picking up cans on the street, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden you find yourself in these positions. Mm-hmm. They really took advantage of it. And Lions, they found out what their passion was, and their passion was serving people in many different ways, traveling around the world as an international director. Mm-hmm. So we'd like, what are some of the other specialty clubs you can think of, Mary?
That's it. That's the only one that I'm familiar with.
You know, I know they have the LGBTQ plus in Long Island.
Uh-huh. True.
So that it's really wide open to however you, whatever kind of organization you, or interest that you might have.
Right.
If you can find enough people, you mm-hmm. can go to the Lions and mm-hmm. find your, and pitch your idea.
For yeah, right. find your find
your niche.
Find your niche. What mm-hmm. is it that you want to do? Are you a garden club? Mm-hmm. Like I say, the nice thing is that part of your dues covers the $1 million policy. So if you're out there being active, mm-hmm. and you know, being active sometimes means just I'm just picking somebody up and giving them a ride to Springfield, you know, for an eye research or something like that, for an eye exam. But I'm covered mm-hmm. by doing that.
Okay.
Whereas you know, an individual probably is some kind of coverage, I mm-hmm. guess. And, you know, but this is like mm-hmm. an umbrella on top of you.
Yeah, because I know with Pittsfield, and I'm sure other clubs too, there have been times where we've given someone a ride mm-hmm. to Boston for, you know, usually the Mass Eye and Ear,
right?
Because it's usually in sync with the mission of the Lions.
Right.
And so in those times, that's that extra coverage because you're doing under the umbrella of the Lions Club. You're covered in case something, you know, unfortunately happened.
God forbid.
Way. Yeah. So lots of things that you can do with these clubs. What's the benefit of joining as an individual? What's the benefit to join the Lions Club here in Berkshire County?
I would say actually being mm-hmm. involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the benefit. That's what's kept me in Lions for so long, to mm-hmm. help people mm-hmm. as much as I can. And I probably made more friends in Lions than I could ever even imagine mm-hmm. in my lifetime.
Across the world.
Yes, yeah. Worldwide.
The interesting thing is, about a year ago, Mary and I went up to Williamstown, and there was a movie playing, and it was called Join or Die, and it was at the Images Cinema up there, and it basically was by these people, one researcher who found out that people who were getting out into the community and doing things in the community were actually healthier.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Netflix. You can look it up or actually YouTube. You mm-hmm. can watch this movie called Join or Die. And they go to a number of different people, and the guy makes his case. It was actually a book that was written in the 1980s.
That's right. Can't recall the name of it.
It'll come to me.
So that social interaction that you get as being a member of the of a Lions Club or any social
anything
club,
absolutely.
Right? But you know, let's say you join the Lions. One of the benefits that you get out of that is, one, you're out there, you're doing things in the community, so you're engaging with people that you probably wouldn't have otherwise, right? So you're getting that exposure to different folks, different experiences,
right.
But also just that like-mindedness of the other yeah. fellow Lions, right? There's a social aspect to that
mm-hmm.
because when you have a meeting, it's usually around a meal or
right.
something to that effect, right?
Right.
So, like, let's talk about Lee. Like, what do you guys do in Lee? Where do you have your meetings, and what does that look like?
We meet twice a month,
mm-hmm.
And we have dinner first, and then we conduct our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're meeting at the Greenwich Country Club,
mm-hmm.
And it is a good way to socialize as well as actually get something good done.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can socialize, but to be active and right. actually help somebody out.
Right.
And that's very rewarding.
Yeah, exactly. That's mm-hmm. a good, healthy thing for any one of us.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. it gets us, it reduces that isolationism that we might have, that sense of being isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any way you can get out, and if the Lions is that.
And you have a common interest.
And you have a common interest and common goals.
Right.
And I don't think we touched on this. What is the mission statement of the Lions?
The mission statement the motto is we serve.
The motto. That's period. What, yeah, period. Okay, let's keep it to the motto.
The mission's a little bit bigger, going out and helping your community, basically everything we were just talking about. And by the way,
yeah,
I tell you I'd come up with that book.
Oh, yeah?
it was called Bowling Alone.
That's right.
Bowling Alone, yeah.
Bowling Alone.
Yep. Which you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You want to join a league, join something,
right,
and have fun.
Right.
Yeah, because if you get that strike, you want people to see it. So the motto is we serve, which is pretty clear cut, right? Mm-hmm. Right to the point. You mentioned, Tom, about the international aspect of things when you were talking about some of the folks that were from Alaska and the story you were given. And now they're involved internationally. When you say international, I think you said earlier, like over 200 countries.
Over 200 countries, mm-hmm. 1.4 million people worldwide are members.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, our growth hasn't been that great in the United States mm-hmm. over the last 30 years. But in some countries, Nepal, South Korea, Taiwan, and India, they've been growing every year, doing tremendous things. In India, they're actually building hospitals. And Taiwan, the money that they've donated to Lions Club International Foundation, which is our top group that covers everything in the world, but has also given back money to the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've been fortunate to receive two grants in the last 7 or 8 years of mm-hmm. one was during COVID
mm-hmm.
and the district governor at the time went and got a grant for $10,000 and they just gave BMC $10,000. They were struggling at the time mm-hmm. Needing funds. Then one of our members in North Adams came to us with a project that was about the Goodwill Industries and how they needed a truck to go down to Hadley
bank.
In that area, pick up food. Mm. And they called that North Adams, Williamstown area a food desert as far as being able to get food to the people who needed it. And they were able to get a $8,000 grant to run that truck for 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. They're still running the program, but we were able to cover it for a few months. And I know she's looking for another grant now, so we'll see how that goes.
So internationally, I know every year there's an international conference, right? I think a couple of years ago, it was not too far away. It was in Boston, right?
Correct.
And then we were talking about this before we went on the air about where the next one is. And that is where?
Hong Kong,
yeah. And I think you mentioned that's one that's just not in the cards for
you guys. A little
bit
too far to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But you guys have tried to make as many as you can
absolutely.
In recent times. Yeah.
The one after Hong Kong is Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. So bringing it back here
we'll
to the States.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was the last one?
It was
Orlando.
Orlando, oh, okay. That's right.
In the summer.
It was supposed to be in Mexico City, but that fell through.
Okay.
So. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they do. They try to represent around the globe.
Absolutely.
And make sure that
we've been to Melbourne.
Okay. Yeah.
Milan.
Oh wow.
Las Vegas. We were supposed to go to Singapore, mm-hmm. and that got caught up in COVID.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And I think Singapore might be 2028. They've rescheduled that again. I've never been there.
Yeah.
So that might be a thing. I've been to Hong Kong enough times.
Yeah.
For work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's another thing that the Lions have brought to you guys is mm-hmm. that world travel.
Travel, right. And you meet people from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. And it is amazing. You said 1.4 million people mm-hmm. who are registered as members of Lions Club somewhere in the world.
Right.
That's pretty amazing, mm-hmm. especially something that started just 100 years ago.
Well, one of the highlights of the International Convention is the Parade of mm-hmm. Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And we
sort
do
like
okay.
At the Olympics?
We've got a purple coat, black pants, and white shirt, and mm-hmm. you know that's our stick, outfit. If you will. But some of these countries, like the African countries, oh my God, they're all dressed in these beautiful, colorful yeah. Uniforms that mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. you know. Represent their culture.
Mm.
And you just see it. You see from the Philippines, they're just a great thing.
Amazing.
Brazil,
China.
Brazil is always interesting because they're having a lot of fun and doing a lot of great stuff, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there is no international dress code, per se. I mean, no one set uniform. Like, you can have some variance based on your...
It's actually by your multiple district.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And our multiple district is the state of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
But, the multiple districts in... I think the African ones really take the cake and because you just don't see people dress so elegantly like that.
Oh, yeah. Colorful, too.
Yeah.
And they love it, because I bet you, in fact, I know that they don't get to dress like that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the other things that, we were talking about the interest of the Lions Club being focused on eye health and blindness because of the
challenge.
Rallying challenge from Helen Keller a long time ago. So the Lions have embraced that. So some of the things that the Lions do, particularly here in Western Mass, is I know that you have the eye mobile, right? To do exams, is that still functional?
We don't have the vehicle,
okay,
but we have the equipment.
I have the equipment.
It's changed so dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
When you had the eye mobile, you had large pieces of equipment to do screenings, but now it's something you can put in a in a briefcase and take it with you.
It's a little bit smaller than a bowling ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it
kind of looks like a little bowling ball with a screen.
So there's not the need for the larger vehicle to tote
Correct.
All that equipment
Correct.
Around anymore. Okay, well, that's good. I'm sure that's a big cost saver,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's the advantage of technology these days. Things are smaller and smaller, and there's a great example of why that works so well.
Right. And we've helped with some of that.
Yeah.
Through Mass Eye and Ear.
So you just bring this bowling ball size equipment to just need a table to set it up.
Set a table,
on.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
And how does somebody get a hold of you to have that service brought to an event, like maybe a health fair or a street fair or something?
Generally, it's through a club.
Through the club. All right.
Through a club. A club will know what's going on in their community and ask.
Okay.
And certain clubs own
equipment that they needed.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
So if you're just out in the general public and you think that this would be a good service to have and you're having a street event or some sort of community day, reach out to your local Lions.
To any Lions,
and
see, right.
And if, even if they don't have one in that club,
correct.
They can make those arrangements to
Absolutely.
Have it
in our district. Right.
Yeah. And these are free screenings?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, how can you go wrong? You know, it's an opportunity to have a free screening to see how your eyesight
As a
going.
Matter of fact, when I leave here, I'll be heading to Southwick to a school where they're going to be doing screenings.
In Southwick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
The wonderful thing about these machines is that, you had to, 15, 20 years ago, you had to line up a young child in front of a board that had letters on it and say, tell me which way the letters go. What's a letter?
Yeah.
Right.
What's a letter, mommy?
Uh-huh.
This thing, you just let the, it almost looks like a cartoon and it starts making a little bit of music and the child focuses on that little screen and pop, you get a complete eye exam screening.
Screening.
Not an exam, but a complete screening in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a problem, then we fill out a form, we give it to the parent, and the parent and the school gets a copy that, you need to get this child to get to an eye doctor.
Professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But you're not going to catch that in children under five without some tool like this. It's a great tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what a great opportunity, especially if you bring into the schools, because that, like you said, it's not an exam, it's a screening. Which is an important differentiation.
Exactly.
There. Yes.
Exactly. Pre-screening.
That's how it starts, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of suggest, hey, listen, I think there needs to be a little bit further follow-up,
right.
and that's the whole point.
And
of
if they need help with it, we can do that too.
Help with getting them aligned with.
If they don't
doctor.
Have the insurance, or if they need some special vision.
Yep. Yeah. And so we're going to come up and on the top of the hour here, so we are just going to take a break in a moment, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the eye eyeglass collections,
okay.
Which is something that the Lions are known for. And then, of course, you guys have a number of events that we want to talk about that are coming up, some opportunities to learn more about joining the Lions here in Pittsfield and throughout Berkshire County, but also some other events, because a lot of the Lions are pretty active in their communities, as we've discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of events that are coming up that we want to get people aware of so that they can participate.
Super.
All right. So in the meantime, we are at the top of the hour now, so we are going to pause for station identity.
Okay.
And we're going to thank our underwriters, and we will return. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Start saving early. Even if it is $5 a week, setting aside money on a regular basis builds the habit of saving.
Just because you have a coupon doesn't mean you need to buy it now.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and good morning, and welcome back to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM, WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. And today is Monday, beginning of the week, and we are in studio today with some representatives from the Lions Club. We're going to be focusing on what's going on here in Berkshire County with the multiple Lions Clubs and learn a little bit more about how to become a Lion, be involved, support the Lions Clubs that are in your community. And we will do that in a moment. But first, we're going to just check in with the National Weather Service and see what is in store.
Berkshire Weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain. Snow with a slight chance of sleet. Cold. Near steady temperature in the lower 30s. North wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. Monday, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Cooler. Near steady temperature in the lower 30s. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest with gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of snow 40%. Monday night, partly cloudy. A chance of snow showers in the evening. Cold with lows in the lower 20s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of snow 40%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. So we are in studio here today with Tom Swift and Mary Swift, both originally of the Lee Lions Club. But Mary is currently the district governor for District Y, is what they call it for this region. That's Western Massachusetts. So again, welcome back, Mary.
Thank you.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
And Tom, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around through the break. So let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are coming up. I know in particular, and you know, I'll preface this with saying that you know, the social clubs like Lions Club, and there's others out there, you know, Rotary, Civitans, and all these others that are out there, Kiwanis, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, there's been a decline in
membership.
In membership, right? And that goes for even like the VFWs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, maybe it's a little generational thing, but any chance that there is to let people know what it is to be a Lion or any of these social clubs? And we already talked about the benefits of having that social connection through these organizations and all the great things that these organizations do for our community at large. So whenever there's an opportunity to talk about what these groups do, and today it's the Lions Club, that's a great opportunity. And that's something that, that you have coordinated for April 18th. So I'm going to turn it over to you to talk a little bit about what that event is.
Okay. The Pittsfield Lions Club is actually, they're doing two things. They are looking for the community to help with their recycling program, but we're also going to showcase what Lions do. We are asking them, we do collect used eyeglasses, and we recycle them, and we get them ready, we read them, the prescriptions, we label them, and they are sent to other countries because we aren't allowed to give them to people in the United States because of United States regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But they go to neighboring countries
and
all over the world, really, and get passed out to people who would otherwise not have the opportunity actually even to have glasses. It's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to the concept here that one of the main tenets or the main pillars of the Lions Club is to support
vision
health, right? So
correct.
That's why they're so well associated with eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting point, like you said, is that the eyeglasses that the Lions collect, and you'll see a lot of these bins and so forth
correct.
Around the area,
right.
That where you can drop off your eyeglasses, is that they're not turned around here in the United States.
No.
They have to get shipped internationally just because of different regulations. But
correct.
But it's still, we're you know, providing that resource
worldwide.
To people around worldwide because the Lions is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So this event on the 18th, what else is happening there? What's behind this and where is it?
So we're doing, first of all, this is the Salvation Army, 298 West Street in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm. A great partner with
they're letting
with the
us
Lions.
Use their space.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Salvation Army has been a great partner with the Lions for
they
a
are at, it's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to ask you to please bring in your used eyeglasses and hearing aids. We can also take hearing aids in.
Mm-hmm.
On that day, we're going to be cleaning and preparing some of the glasses and show you how we get ready to send them out. And besides that, we're also going to have eye screening available and some preschool kid-friendly camera-like screening that is done with a tool called Spot Vision that we talked about a little bit earlier, and Blink, another tool that we've bought. So we're going to sort eyeglasses, collect bottles, collect and sort hearing aids for repurposes, parts or full assemblies, and then we're going to do some sight screening. And what you're going to learn is how and why we gather these things. The Pittsfield Lions Club has over the last 15 years, I believe, collected millions of cans. And a lot of that money has gone back into the community, probably the bulk of it, but a lot of it has gone all the way up the ladder to Massachusetts Lions Eye Research Fund in particular. These projects and what we do, we're going to learn how you can help with vision, mm-hmm. with seniors, with youth, and the community needs. Mm-hmm. And the personal benefits of community service, which we've discussed.
Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned the volume of cans that have been collected over the years, I know mm-hmm. Gary Lewis, the president of the club here in Pittsfield, had told me, actually it was in preparation for their 100th anniversary. Right? Which just passed last year, for that celebration. But while we were prepping for that, I remember he gave me some statistics, and over the past 20 years, he collected what he measured, because I know he counts every one of them. that there was almost 2.5 million cans that he had collected,
mm-hmm.
and by recycling them, they were able to raise about $200,000 over 20 years.
Yes.
That went right back into this community.
Absolutely.
In so many different ways. So that you don't think, you think 5 cents a can, or mm-hmm. What's that going to make? What difference is that going to make? But when you've got someone who's dedicated to collecting them and sorting them and making good use of them, which he did, is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned the other thing that's going to be discussed are practice or put into practice for people who can attend this thing on April 18th at the Salvation Army is the eyeglass collection. You guys, you'd mentioned something earlier that you have a relationship now with Berkshire Health Systems focusing on that effort. Is that
right? We have a new relationship. We haven't actually begun putting it into force yet, but we are on the way.
And what is that? What might that look
They approached us. They want to... their employees, they would like their employees to get involved. They're going to collect eyeglasses through their employees, through all of their system,
mm-hmm.
all of Berkshire County, mm-hmm. which will be amazing.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's the largest employer in Berkshire County.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that's a good point, too, that I know we've talked about where when we talk about membership.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we talked about all those benefits of that social connection and the sense of reaching out to the community and being able to help our community as being benefits. And so if you're interested in joining the club here in Berkshire County, you can do it online or you can reach out to someone that you know who is in the club.
Correct.
But it's not just I would propose to our community that aside from if you're an individual who is interested in joining. In the case, just made me think of this when you mentioned about BHS and them coming to you, is that larger organizations can mm-hmm. also kind of approach a club and say, hey, listen, we would like to, as a bank or whatever it might be, have some of our employees become members. And so you might be able to get, because they know that a lot of businesses also do have incentives internally that encourage
service.
Civic service and so forth. So what a perfect match to then go to like the mm-hmm. Lions Club and say, hey, listen, we've got a couple people that would like to engage as members. And you can be kind of sponsored in mm-hmm. a sense by mm-hmm. by your business. So if you're a business owner or running one of the larger corporations here in or banks or whatever it might be here in Berkshire County, that's a consideration for something to do to get get your name out there, but also to have some of your employees get engaged with the community.
We yeah. have many, many members that came to the Lions Club through the Adams Community Bank.
Oh, yeah. So great. Perfect.
They support their employees mm-hmm. to get active in service. And we've had many very successful Lions mm-hmm. come out of the Adams Community Bank. The past president of Adams Community Bank, Charlie.
He was a member?
He was a member. Yep. He was a member for years. Charlie O'Brien. Mm-hmm. He's retired and in Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for many years he was a good member.
Yeah, and you can also learn about the Lions Club through PCTV, right? There's one of the many
monthly show.
Monthly shows
right.
that are broadcast here. There's a Lions Club themed show, The Lion's Den, I think it's called, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? with Dick Lang and Sarah Adams,
right.
both longtime Lions.
Absolutely.
And Dick does a lot of that screening himself, the eye screening that
yes,
we talked
does.
About. He,
mm.
he has the equipment, and mm-hmm. he throws it in his car, and he'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. He'll be there on the
18th. Dick will be there.
He'll be there on the 18th.
Yep, we'll have two machines. Yep. He'll be running one, and we'll have the other one going.
And that's at the Salvation Army here in Pittsfield.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, so just because you guys are based out, I know every club here in Berkshire County has their own events locally to raise money for their clubs. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the league, since that's your home base. I know you've got, there's an annual 5K that comes up in Memorial
Up.
Time.
That's, right.
That's our next big event. That's on Memorial Day. And I'm trying to think of the organization in Pittsfield.
The Berkshire Running Foundation.
Berkshire Running Foundation puts it on, but
The veterans
group in Pittsfield, we're going to give half of the money that we raise. The other half will go to our charities, iResearch, and things like that. And that's on the 5K race, which will go off at St. Mary's School at 9 a.m. I'm pretty sure it's May 26th, Memorial Day.
Okay.
And we have this student volunteer program that we're very excited about. That we've been doing for a few years, and we hope it can catch on with some of the schools. We send to everybody in South Berkshire, and we define South Berkshire as everything below the Pittsfield boundary.
Mm-hmm.
We send every church, every school, every community type function we can find. We send them a letter saying, hey, if you know a student who's out there volunteering, could you please nominate them for this award? We've had the first award, interestingly, was the person who won it was nominated by two different organizations, totally unrelated to each other. But it just goes to show you, you know, in Lions Club, if somebody tells me, well, I'm too busy to do that, well, that's great.
Yeah.
You're the guy or gal we're looking for. It's because busy people. And here's this kid was 16 years old and was already nominated by two different organizations.
Yeah. Well, not to put any pressure on busy people, but isn't the saying that if you need something to get done, ask the busiest person you know?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. They know how to do things and get it done.
Yeah. So I just, I just want to kind of take a little sidestep here and just discuss a few other things. Some of our other guests that have been on recently just want to kind of remind our listeners about some events that are coming up. The Berkshire Dream Center on May 8th is going to have their annual gala. So please go to their website and see about attending that. It's going to be at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. And they have the Youth Talent Show on the 18th. It's going to be right there at the church. So please go to their website, look at those two things that are coming up. And Mass Hire is having a career center. It's an industrial career and resource job fair. There's going to be 41 different companies that are going to be hiring. That is this Thursday on the 26th from 10 to 2 at the Holiday Inn and Suites at West Street, so the old Crown Plaza. You can RSVP at massberkshires.com, and walk-ins are also welcome, too. So those are some of the things that are going on in the community. And, of course, we want to refocus here on the Lions Club, because Lions are provide lots of different events across the county, looking back, you know, trying to take care of our community members. So up and coming for Lee, we've got the Memorial Day 5K race that benefits the Berkshire Veterans Outreach Center here in Pittsfield. And that is that race is put on by the Berkshire Running Foundation. So, again, there's a whole bunch of other things there at the Berkshire Running Foundation. So go to their website and see what other events are coming up after this Memorial Day race. Join the Memorial Day race, but look at the other options. There's a number of things through the foundation that are available that are fundraisers for other great sources here, resources here in Berkshire County. And so here, the next big thing is April 18th at the Salvation Army. That is going to be an introduction for anybody who's interested in learning more about the Lions Clubs here in Berkshire County, particularly in Pittsfield. So please swing by, get a sense of what the Lions are doing here in Berkshire County. That is on the 18th. It's at the Salvation Army. And great opportunity to kind of see what's going on, see if it's something you might be interested in.
Otherwise, 9 to 1.
9 to 1. So you still have, what day of the week is that? Is it Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah. So it's over by 1 o'clock. You still got
bring
the rest
of the day.
Bring
your bottles and cans and your used
Bring your bottles
eyeglasses.
And cans, eyeglasses. Those are all
hearing
big
aids.
Parts. Hearing aids. And yeah, so swing by if you can. Learn mm-hmm. a lot then. All right, so let's talk some more in general about the Lions. We were talking beforehand about what towns in Berkshire County have a club. So if we could maybe kind of revisit that for anybody who's just joining us now and is thinking, hey, I live in this town or that town. Yeah. I wonder how if there's one in my town. Mm-hmm. So we went down the list, right? We said Williamstown.
Yeah. Not Williamstown. North Adams okay. actually has a membership information session coming up on April 29th.
Oh, good. All right.
And
April 29th for that information session.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a prominent guest speaker in Lions Club. That's just me. So, maybe prominent to them. But
well, now you're a radio star.
Yeah, I know. It jumped off the TV onto radio. Adams just completed Thunderfest. I hope that went well. We didn't get a chance to go up there.
Oh, yeah? What was Thunderfest?
I think it started to having something to do with the race on the mountain.
Thunderbolt.
Oh, right, Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But it ended up being a bunch of craft beer, mm-hmm. different things like that, just a festival. And we did have the opportunity to go up to the new center that the Lions Club has been...
Greylock Glen.
Had an event up there at Greylock Glen. Fantastic place up there if anybody's just driving up through there. It's amazing to see what they've been able to do.
Is that where the Adams Lions meet at the Greylock?
No, they meet down at the Bounty Fair, but they did mm-hmm. have a meeting up there. It was a wine tasting event. It's a fundraiser.
Mm, okay.
But just a great spot up there. If anybody's want to go for a spring ride, that's something to see. And Dalton Lions Club has the concerts at the
Stationery Factory.
Mm. And their club sets up there. They sell a lot of raffle tickets and things during that. And, mm-hmm. They've been quite successful raising money through that, and it's a lot of fun. If you haven't been to one of those concerts, that's another great mm-hmm. Venue up there. Mm-hmm. And Hinsdale has bingo frequently, and unfortunately, right now, I think the club is. They had a little problem with the winter conditions, so they might end up getting the bingo off to a late start this year. But I'm sure people are going to pull in and get them going again. And let's see, I think that's it for our county that I know of, the different
events.
Things that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
North Adams will do the thing in the summertime, party in the park.
Yeah, Motorama.
Yeah, and we really get busy in Lee as the year goes along with, at the end of the year, Founders Day is a very busy weekend for mm-hmm. us in Lee.
Yeah, with that Founders weekend, you guys are known for the duck race, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the duck race.
Tell us about that.
Well, we started out with the duck race was being run by the chamber, and then they gave it to the Rotary, and then I started doing the parade as an individual. Mm-hmm. I organize the parade and get the parade off to a start. And then I found out nobody was doing the duck race, so we took that on. We've learned a lot about how to do it over the years. Last year was the best one we ever had because the director of the Lee Chamber went out and found a group of people, and they just had a dog walk. And you can't believe the number of people that showed up with their dogs. They just love walking their dogs. They went down to the athletic field, which is down behind Berkshire Liquors, and that's where we launched the ducks. When I say launch the ducks, folks, I'm talking about like a 500-yard push down the river. There's only been one time the river's been too high to actually get out there and have it. And it's a good fundraiser. Now we're really looking forward to and excited about is the car show that we started 2 years ago. Last year we kind of stepped up and got a little bit better at it, and this year we think we can really make that work.
And that's part of the Founders Weekend?
It's part of Founders Weekend, and it follows the parade. Mm-hmm. So one of the problems that we've had is getting people to stay in town, stay on the street afterwards. You know, I know that's just about anywhere. You know, we want people to come into our downtowns and support our downtowns.
Yeah. Where is the car show staged?
Lee Bank and the old Price Chopper parking lot. It'll be at both places.
So, but behind Zabian's?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, great. And that's during the Founders Weekend.
That's during Founders Weekend.
Among other things, you guys have a lot going on in Founders Weekend.
Founders Weekend is very busy, especially, I'm still, like I say, I'm involved with the parade, and it's a great event. North Adams will be involved the following weekend in the Fall Foliage Parade, and hopefully we can get Pittsfield Lions back up and going here in the next few months and do some of the great events that they've participated in the past. They still do the 4th of July parade here in town, and the Halloween parade. It was always a lot of fun. So looking forward to those events.
And, we mentioned earlier just about some of the generational draw, right? This is something that with the Lions Club we want to encourage the next generation to be part of the Lions or any of these social clubs, right? One of the things that's in place is called the Leo Club. Can we talk a little bit about what the Leo Club is?
Sure. Leo clubs are run through the schools. We only have one in our district, and that's at Hoosick Valley, and the Adams Club sponsors them. And they get involved, do similar projects as a Leo Club. They're always with some direction and oversight by the Lions Club there.
And what's the ages for, or how do you become a Leo?
I think it's 8th grade through 12th grade, but you need to have you need to have somebody in the school system that can work with them.
Coordinate.
And that's somewhat of a problem, I guess, out here in our district. In Central and Eastern Mass, it's not a problem at all. They have some of the fantastic Leo's clubs, like our Adams Club is a great club. They have a lot of members. They do a lot of good. And at the state conventions that we go to, the Leos from the next district over, that whole Worcester area, they have some really good clubs. And it takes a teacher or someone in the administration in that particular school that we've always had in Adams. We've been lucky to have somebody who can do that for them. And we wish we could get somebody to step forward in some of the other school districts here, because it's just a great program. And all you got to do is touch base with the folks in Adams at Hoosick Valley, and they'll let you know.
Okay, yeah. And you also were talking about the there's a recognition of youth, right? Youth volunteer recognition that you do for South
Carolina. The Lee Club.
The Lee Club does that. Yeah.
Yes.
So how does somebody recommend somebody for that recognition? What age are we talking about that would qualify for
that? It's 14 to 18. And every that's being done by the Southern Berkshire Lions Foundation, so we did limit that to everything south of Pittsfield. Every church should have one in their hands, and every school has gotten one, and the libraries, a few other community organizations, and please send one in. I know for a fact that there's a lot of young students between 14 and 18 that are out there volunteering, that are helping your organizations. Let them know and nominate them. If filling out the form is too hard, call me, and I'll work with you.
All right, so we've got a little less than a minute. What would you like to say as a message to get out there about the Lions?
Well, I'll start with our slogan. We serve. We serve. I think COVID did a number on service. People weren't able to get out there, but we can do it now. Look for a Lions Club in your neighborhood, your town, or near where you work, and call us.
Let's Google it. Lee Lions Club, type that in, Pittsfield Lions Club, Adams, whatever the clubs we've talked about, North Adams, just Google it, and it'll come up with contacts.
All right, check it out. And what is the, what's the cheer? What's the toast?
Oh, not above you, not beneath you, but with you.
All right. And that what a great motto or toast to share at those events. So again, thank you everybody for joining us today. Enjoy this week from all of us here at WTBR. Thank you for joining us and join us every day. And please, let's keep our men and women of the armed services in our thoughts and prayers while mm-hmm. they are serving overseas at this time. Thank you again for everybody.
Thank you.
Got that. Thank you, Wynn.